You're starting to feel that? Tell them I'm living in the overflow. Praise God. No more shackles.
No más cadenas.
No more chains.
No más cadenas.
No more bondage.
No más esclavitud.
I'm free.
Estoy liberado.
Praise God. Oh, it's good to be in God's house.
Qué bueno estar en la casa del Señor.
Maybe I'm just a little excited because I'm out of the bed.
Tal vez nomás estoy emocionado porque ya salí de la cama.
And over the crud.
Y ya me recuperé.
Praise God. How many of you are thankful for the translator tonight? They do such a wonderful job. I know our friends in Honduras are thankful for the translator.
Nuestros amigos en Honduras están agradecidos del traductor.
How many of you believe that God can pour out the Holy Ghost in Honduras?
¿Cuántos creen que pueden derramar el Espíritu de Dios en Honduras?
While we're having church in Birmingham.
Mientras tenemos iglesia en Birmingham.
Are you thinking big enough about all of this?
¿Estás pensando en grande?
Oh man, I'm so excited about what God's doing.
Estoy emocionado por lo que Dios va a hacer.
I'm excited about the things I know He's doing.
Estoy emocionado por las cosas que sé que está haciendo.
I'm excited about the things He's gonna do.
Y por lo que va a hacer.
I'm excited about the things He's doing I don't know He's doing.
Y también estoy agradecido por las cosas que hace que no sé que está haciendo.
Praise God. You can get really excited just thinking about what He might be doing.
Te puedes emocionar nomás empezar en eso.
Praise God. Well, glory. It's great to be in the house of God tonight.
Qué bueno estar aquí en esta casa.
There are so many wonderful things happening around the house.
Cosas maravillosas que están sucediendo.
Yesterday, you weren't even here.
Ayer no estaban aquí.
You may not even know about it.
Tal vez no supieron de esto.
But somebody in the middle of the day was baptized in Jesus' name for their remission of their sins.
Anoche, en el nombre de Jesús.
We've got a picture of that somewhere.
Tenemos una foto.
I know it's an off day. We're not supposed to do it on off days. And Brother Daniel, wherever he is, I think you're supposed to have a license to do this. Well, he doesn't have a license. What are we going to do? Praise God. So there's so many wonderful things happening around the house of God.
Cosas maravillosas que están sucediendo.
We're coming off of a South Central region of the WPF camp meeting last week. Translate that. We had a great time in the Holy Ghost.
Tuvimos un tiempo grandioso en el Espíritu.
And I had the honor of preaching there with some great men of God.
Tuve el honor de predicar allí.
We had a lot of fun.
Estuvo divertido.
And then we had a number of us were in Arkansas this week for Arkansas International Camp Meeting. How many of you were there this week at all?
Estuvimos en un campamento en Arkansas.
All right, we've got some people on their way back tonight. Praise God. My daughter is one of them. Is she back yet? No, not yet, but we're looking forward to her being back. Praise God. What else? There's all kind of stuff happening. I want to remember to pray for Brother Noe. He had surgery today, but he's doing well.
Debemos recordar de orar por el hermano Noel que tuvo cirugía.
We're thankful for that. We want to always be in prayer for our elders.
Siempre en oración con los ancianos.
Praise God. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 55 tonight.
Estamos en Isaías 55.
Isaiah chapter 55, beginning in verse 1.
Versículo 1.
Praise God. And the word of God reads, ho, that's like, ah, that's like, whoa, that's like, hey, that, look at somebody, tell them that's God trying to get your attention. That's like God saying, ho, over here. This is what God's trying to do. You ready?
Yeah.
He's trying to get your attention tonight.
Right.
Now, I know you've been at work, and I know you've been doing a lot of important things.
Sé que has estado en el trabajo y estás ocupado.
But look at somebody next to you and tell them God's trying to get your attention.
Pero mira a tu prójimo y di que Dios quiere tener tu atención.
Look at somebody and say, ah!
Mira y di, ah!
Hey!
Hey!
Wake up! This is God trying to tell me something.
Dios te quiere decir algo.
Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now, I don't know about you.
No sé de ti.
But there are some things I would like to buy that I cannot buy.
Pero me gustaría comprar cosas que no puedo.
But this is God trying to get our attention tonight.
Pero aquí está Dios queriendo nuestra atención.
He said, if you don't have money.
Dice, si no tienes dinero.
If you don't have resources,
si no tienes recursos,
if you don't have enough in the bank,
si no tienes mucho en el banco,
I've got something for you tonight,
tengo algo para ti esta noche,
that you can buy,
que tú puedes comprar,
without money,
sin dinero.
Ah!
Ah!
Woo! He's trying to get our attention. He said, wherefore do you spend money? Why are you spending your resource for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. He said, why are you paying for that which is not bread? Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Anybody want your soul to live tonight? And I will make you an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. How many of you want an everlasting covenant? How many of you want the sure mercies of David?
¿Cuántos quieren misericordia?
Praise God. I'm going to stop reading. I've got to stop reading because I'm going to stay here and preach all night.
Voy a predicar esta noche.
But I just want to preach to you for just a moment on this subject.
Lo voy a predicar en este título.
Don't buy.
No compres.
What is not bread.
Lo que no es pan.
Stop spending your money.
Deja de gastar tu dinero.
On what is not bread.
En lo que no es pan.
Stop wasting your time.
Deja de desperdiciar
on what is not bread.
En lo que no es pan.
Stop studying.
Deja de estudiar.
What is not bread.
Lo que no es pan.
Anybody thankful for the word of God tonight?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por
Put
la palabra?
Put your Bible down and give God a shout of praise.
¿Por qué no de las alabanzas?
God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God tonight.
Pueden ser sentados.
Isaiah chapter 53 is a prophecy of Christ.
Isaías 53 es una profecía de Cristo.
It's a prophecy of the coming Messiah.
Profecía del Cristo que ha de venir.
And you've heard it preached many times here. I'm not going to camp out there.
Y ya se saben la profecía.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
Fue herido por nuestras transgresiones.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Y herido por nuestras iniquidades.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed.
Por sus rasgas estamos sanados.
Some of this poetry is lost in translation.
A veces uno se pierde.
Praise God. It's difficult to translate without the scripture right in front of you.
Es difícil traducir sin la escritura a veces.
Somebody say praise the Lord. So Isaiah 53 is a prophecy about the Christ.
Isaías 53 es una profecía del Cristo.
And about everything that he was going to do in the earth.
Y de todo lo que iba a hacer en la tierra.
And Isaiah chapter 54 is about the church.
Y Isaías 54 es de la iglesia.
And he prophesies, sing, O barren, those that did not bring forth.
Y profetizó de los que no traían fruto.
The church was going to follow in prophetic fulfillment.
La iglesia iba a seguir en lo profético.
The coming of the man Christ Jesus.
La venida del Cristo Jesús.
Look at somebody and tell them that makes sense.
Mira alguien dile eso.
The fulfillment of Isaiah 54.
El cumplimiento de Isaías 54.
Was going to follow Isaiah 53.
seguiría Isaías 53.
And Isaiah chapter 54 ends with this verse.
Y Isaías 54 termina con este verso.
No weapon that is formed against thee is going to prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And so Isaiah 53 is about the Christ.
Isaías 53 es del Cristo.
Isaiah 54 is about the church.
Y 54 es de la iglesia.
And he finishes with that emphatic statement.
Y termina con ese versículo.
That if you're a part of what starts in Isaiah 53.
Si eres parte de lo que empieza en el 53.
And is fulfilled in Isaiah chapter 54.
Y es cumplido en el versículo 54.
Then you are bound up in the provision and the promise of God.
Entonces estás atado en la provisión de Dios.
And because of that.
Y a causa de eso.
No weapon.
Ninguna arma.
That is formed against you.
Forjada contra ti.
Is going to prosper.
Prosperará.
Can I come to encourage somebody here tonight?
Le vengo a dar ánimo a alguien.
And tell you that being in covenant with God.
Y decirte que estar en pacto con Dios.
Allows you to walk up and down in your world with confidence.
Te ayuda a caminar en ánimo.
Understanding that nothing that the enemy does against you.
Nada de lo que haga el enemigo contra ti.
Is going to prosper in your life.
Prosperará en tu vida.
Praise God. Now Isaiah chapter 55.
Isaías 55.
Is really a challenge from God.
Es un reto de Dios.
The question is, what are you going to do about it?
La pregunta es, ¿qué vas a hacer tú sobre esto?
What are you going to do with your knowledge of Jesus Christ?
¿Qué vas a hacer tú con la sabiduría de Cristo?
What are you going to do with the prophecy?
¿Qué vas a hacer con la profecía?
What are you going to do with the prophetic declaration of dominion?
¿Qué vas a hacer con la profecía que está declarada?
We know what he did.
Sabemos qué es lo que hizo.
We know the sacrifice he made.
Y sabemos del sacrificio que él hizo.
We know the way that he prayed.
Sabemos de la manera en que él oró.
When he prayed with fervency.
Cuando rezó con fuego.
Don't act like there's been a large gap between Sunday night and Wednesday night.
No actúes como si el domingo y el miércoles está largo.
Don't act like we weren't listening to what the evangelist said on Sunday night.
Te debes de acordar de lo que dijo el evangelista el domingo en la noche.
We know how he prayed.
Sabemos cómo él oró.
We know how he took dominion.
Sabemos cómo él tomó dominio.
We know how he walked on the water.
Y sabemos cómo él caminó en el agua.
We know how he took the fight to the demoniac at Gadara.
Sabemos cómo él peleó contra lo demoníaco.
We know how he confronted the spirit world.
Y sabemos cómo confrontó el mundo espiritual.
He was not careful.
No estaba cuidadoso.
He wasn't insecure.
No estaba inseguro.
He wasn't casual.
No fue casual.
He wasn't hesitant.
No fue
He was bold as a lion.
Él tuvo ánimo como un león.
He had feet like hinds feet. He had feet like a deer.
Tenía patas como un venado.
Praise God. He had dexterity.
Tenía como agilidad.
He had the ability to stand in an uneven place in difficult times.
Tenía el poder de pararse en un lugar donde estaba difícil.
When somebody came to church bound up.
Cuando alguien vino a la iglesia atado.
He wasn't looking at his watch waiting for the service to be over.
Él no estaba viendo su reloj hasta que esperando a que se terminara el servicio.
But he said, if we're going to come together.
Pero él dijo, si vamos a llegar juntos.
If we're going to bother showing up.
Si vamos a venir a la iglesia.
If we're going to bother getting the instruments tuned.
Si vamos a tocar los instrumentos,
then we might as well have a breakthrough.
Entonces vamos a tener un descubrimiento.
We might as well have a move of God.
Porque no tenemos un movimiento de Dios.
We might as well shake something up.
Porque no atamos algo.
I Isaiah 55 is asking the question.
Isaías 55 está preguntando.
What are you going to do with the prophecy?
¿Qué vas a hacer tú con la profecía?
What are you going to do with the promise?
¿Qué vas a hacer tú con la promesa?
What are you going to do with the dominion?
¿Qué vas a hacer tú con el dominio?
What are you going to do with the victory?
¿Y con la victoria?
What are you going to do with the potential that is on the inside of you?
¿Qué vas a hacer con la potencial que está dentro de ti?
Praise God. Now all of this is seen against the backdrop of Isaiah chapter 5.
Todo esto es visto en el capítulo 55.
This is God and his prophets singing a song of his well-beloved concerning his vineyard.
Este Dios y los profetas cantando una canción.
It's a song about God talking to the church and talking to Israel about what he planned to do in the earth.
Es una canción tratada de lo que iba a hacer Dios sobre su iglesia.
Now will I sing a song of my well-beloved concerning his vineyard. You don't have to quote with me. It's going to be challenging. Praise God. All right. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted with the choice vine and built a tower in the midst of it. And also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. The vineyard of God is the Garden of Eden. It's the nation of Israel. It's the church. The vineyard of God is the Garden of Eden.
Este es el jardín de Adán.
The vineyard of God is the nation of Israel.
Es la nación de Israel.
The vineyard of God is the church of the living God.
Y la iglesia del Dios viviente.
And he's telling Israel by the mouth of his prophet here.
Y está, le está diciendo a Israel por el profeta.
That I didn't do all of this just to have busy work.
Que no nomás hizo esto para que estén ocupados.
This is not like divine boredom.
No es un aburrimiento divino.
This is not just God playing a video game just to pass the time.
No nomás está jugando un videojuego para pasar el tiempo.
This is the divine omniscient God.
Este es un Dios divino.
Who had a plan.
Que tenía un plan.
Who had a purpose.
Que tenía un propósito.
Who had a design.
Y un deseo.
He had a design for you.
Tenía un diseño para ti.
He had a design for Israel.
Un diseño para Israel.
He had a design for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Para Adán y Eva en el jardín.
And his design is that he wanted to get fruit.
Y su diseño es que quería traer fruto.
God wants to extract something from my life.
Dios quiere extraer algo de mi vida.
And what that means is,
eso significa,
no matter where you are today,
no importa dónde estás hoy,
at some point in your life,
algún punto en tu vida,
God is going to visit you.
Dios te visitará.
Like he visited that tree in the Gospels.
Como visitó ese árbol en el Evangelio.
You may not even know that day was going to be a day of visitation.
Tal vez no vas a saber que él te va a visitar.
But when God comes by the tree,
pero cuando Dios viene al árbol,
he's going to be looking for fruit.
Buscará el fruto.
And so he passes by his vineyard.
Así que pasa por su jardín.
On a given day.
En un día.
This is what God did in the day of Noah.
Esto es lo que Dios hizo en el día de Noé.
When the Bible says that God came to see about man.
Cuando la Biblia dice que Dios vino a ver sobre el hombre.
It means that the center of divine consciousness.
El centro de la conciencia divina.
Began to shift.
Se empezó a mover.
Specifically on a particular people in a particular place.
En un pueblo y en un tiempo.
Can I tell you that sometimes when you get that feeling like somebody's watching you?
A veces sientes como que alguien te está mirando.
Maybe it's in the middle of night, of the night when nobody's there.
Tal vez en la medianoche cuando no hay nadie.
Can I remind somebody here tonight that it may be that God has come to check the tree of your life to see what you are producing?
Tal vez Dios ha regresado para ver tu fruto que has producido.
That God will come and visit you?
Dios te va a venir a visitar.
You say, well, I have autonomy.
Bueno, tengo anatomía.
This is my space.
Esto es mi espacio.
This is my prerogative.
Este es mi lugar.
This is my life.
Y esta es mi vida.
Nobody can tell me what to do with my space.
Nadie me puede decir lo que puedo hacer con mi espacio.
But I'm not my own.
Pero no soy de mí mismo.
He's the potter.
Él es el.
And I am the clay.
Yo soy el barro.
And he has a plan for my life.
Y él tiene un plan para mi vida.
And so he sends his prophet to the nation of Israel to tell them.
Así que manda a su profeta a la nación de Israel para decirles.
I set everything in motion in your life.
Puse todo en tu vida.
Because I wanted to extract something from you.
Porque quería tomar algo de ti.
But when I came to your life.
Pero cuando vine a tu vida.
Looking for grapes.
Buscando moras.
I came looking for fruit.
Vine buscando fruto.
He said, but I found something wild.
Pero encontré algo extranjero.
I found something untamed.
Encontré algo que no está domado.
I found something impure.
Encontré algo impuro.
I found something unclean.
Algo que no estaba limpio.
I found something twisted.
Algo torcido.
Perverted. I found wild grapes.
Encontré moras extrañas.
He said, I put the watchtower there. I put the wine press there.
Puse todo enfrente de ti.
I set everything into motion.
Y puse todo en moción.
I gave you a pastor.
Te di un pastor.
I gave you a teacher.
Te di un maestro.
I put you in a well air-conditioned place.
Y en un lugar bien este.
And week in and week out, the preacher came and he took the rocks out.
Y él vino y tomó cosas.
And he uprooted the vines.
Y te sacó cosas.
He preached to you about social media.
Te predicó de la social media.
He preached to you about video games.
Y de los videojuegos.
He preached to you about things that impede progress in the kingdom of God.
Te predicó de las cosas que impiden el progreso en el reino de Dios.
And you thought you were just another person doing your own thing.
Y pensaste que solo eras alguien haciendo tus propias cosas.
But he said there are times when I come to visit my vineyard.
Pero Dios viene a visitar su jardín.
And I'm looking for fruit.
Y está buscando fruto.
I'm looking for something sweet.
Está buscando algo dulce.
I'm looking for something pleasant.
Algo pleasante.
I'm looking for something that I can serve to the world.
Está buscando algo que él puede servir al mundo.
And it's easily entreated.
Y que es bueno para tomar.
It's not angry.
Que no es enojado.
Love is patient.
Es paciente.
Love is kind.
El amor es.
Love is not puffed up.
El amor no es enojado.
He said, I wanted something that would represent the fruit of the Spirit.
Quería algo que representara el fruto del Espíritu.
That would be love and joy and peace.
Que sea amor, paz y gozo.
Gentle, meek, kind, good, patient. Praise God. He said, I came looking for all of this.
Estaba buscando todos estos frutos.
But I found something wild.
Pero encontré algo extraño.
I found something stubborn.
Algo necio.
And inflexible.
Y que no era flexible.
And he said, now it's time to judge.
Ahora es tiempo de juzgar.
You judge between me and my vineyard.
Tú juzga entre mí y mi jardín.
What more could have been done to my vineyard than what I've done?
¿Qué más pude hacer a mi jardín?
When I looked that it would bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
Quería atraer más fruto, pero no se pudo.
He said, "Now go. I will tell you what I'll do to my vineyard."
Dice, te voy a decir lo que voy a hacer a mi jardín.
He said, "I'll take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. And I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it." This is the God that allows the rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. This is the God that is patient and kind and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He said, there's going to come a day when I evaluate the vineyard and I look at it and I realize it's not going to produce what I want it to produce. Praise God. Praise God. My apologies to the Hispanic crowd tonight. Praise God. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. And the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that there may be place alone in the midst of the earth. This particular vineyard.
Esta viña.
Is the nation of Israel.
Es la nación de Israel.
It's the people of God.
El pueblo de Dios.
They had the promise.
Tienen la promesa.
They had the covenant of God.
Y el compacto con Dios.
They were God's chosen people.
Era el pueblo escogido.
They had the hand of God upon them.
Tenían la mano de Dios sobre ellos.
They had the blood over them.
Y la sangre cubriéndolos.
They had the Spirit of God leading them.
Y el Espíritu de Dios guiándolos.
They had the provision of God.
Tenían la provisión de Dios.
And because of their relationship, they had the holiness of God.
Y tenían la santidad de Dios.
They were holy by extension.
Eran santos por extensión.
But there's something about a people who is chosen by God but doesn't want it.
Pero es algo sobre el pueblo de Dios que no lo quería.
They did not believe.
No creían.
They did not have faith.
No tenían fe.
They fell in love with their world.
Se enamoraron de su mundo.
They fell in love with the gods of their world.
Y los dioses del mundo.
They fell in love with the systems of their world.
Y los sistemas del mundo.
They fell in love with the entertainment of their world.
Y con el entretenimiento del mundo.
And they fell into sin and into idolatry.
Y cayeron en pecado.
And so they perverted the plan of God.
Así que pervertieron la provisión.
And they destroyed the vineyard of God.
Y destruyeron la viña.
So God had a controversy.
Dios tenía un controversio.
They were his people.
Eran su pueblo.
But they had polluted his vineyard.
Pero contaminaron su viña.
Like the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. They stole the sacrifice of the people.
Tomaron el sacrificio del pueblo.
And they slept with the women of Israel.
Y se acostaron con las mujeres de Israel.
In the door of the temple.
En la puerta del templo.
In one day they both died, those sons of Belial.
Y un día esos hijos.
They had corrupted the vineyard of God.
Corruptaron la viña de Dios.
Praise God. Men like Esau who wanted to feed his flesh and have the blessing too.
Recuerden a Isaac que quería.
He did not like the border around the vineyard.
No quería el borde que tenía su viña.
He didn't like the restrictive nature of the kingdom of God.
No le gustaba la restricción sobre las cosas de Dios.
And so he sold his birthright.
Así que vendió su nacimiento.
Men like Dathan and Abiram and Korah.
Estos hombres
who withstood Moses and resisted the leadership of God,
que se resistieron contra Moisés,
who the earth opened up and swallowed them alive,
y Dios abrió la tierra y fueron tragados,
and who more in the Old Testament,
y quién más en el Viejo Testamento,
than King Ahab and Jezebel,
que esos reyes,
who wanted to worship the gods around them,
que querían adorar los dioses alrededor de ellos.
But they wanted special privilege in the kingdom of God at the same time.
Pero querían cosas especiales en el reino de Dios.
They resisted the authority of the prophet Elijah.
Resistieron las autoridades del profeta Elías.
They stole the vineyard of Naboth, a righteous man.
Y tomaron la viña de Naboth.
And they were destroyed for their wildness.
Y fueron destruidos por eso.
Or even the servant of Elisha, Gehazi.
O tal vez el sirviente de Elías.
He wanted the blessings of God in his life.
Quería las bendiciones de Dios en su vida.
But he also wanted the garments and the gold that Naaman could provide.
Pero también quería su ropa que él podía dar.
All of these people caused God to throw his hands up.
Todas estas personas causa que Dios estire sus manos.
And begin to exclaim, "What more could have been done for you?"
Y causa que diga qué más podía hacer.
God made promises that never came to pass in their fullness.
Dios hizo promesas que no pasaron.
Because a relationship with God is a quid pro quo.
Porque su relación con él eran.
God set some requirements in motion.
Tenía requisitos para que todo esto pudiera hacerse.
And we have the benefit of cooperating with him and receiving the blessing of God.
Y tenemos el beneficio de recibir las bendiciones de Dios.
There were some things that God provided for Israel that they never walked in.
Cosas que Dios le dio a Israel que ellos nunca caminaron en eso.
There were some things he set in motion that they never experienced.
Y cosas que nunca experimentaron.
Can I tell the New Testament church today that God baked some bread for Israel that it never ate?
Dios hizo pan para Israel que ellos nunca comieron.
But can I tell you tonight that it is not the will of God that this generation,
no es la voluntad de Dios que esta generación,
stands by and never actualizes what God has set in motion for us.
Se pare y no haga las cosas que Dios ha puesto para ellos.
They bought into idolatry.
Fueron en adulterio.
They bought into the entertainment of their world.
Y en el entretenimiento de su mundo.
They bought into the Midianite women dancing.
Y se acostaron con las mujeres.
But they never bought the bread.
Pero nunca compraron el pan.
They bought into everything that entertained the Egyptians and the Philistines.
Compró todo lo que era de entretenimiento.
They bought into leeks and garlics in Egypt.
Compraron todo en Egipto.
But a huge part of them never bought into the promise.
Pero una gran parte de ellos no compraron la promesa.
Can I tell you that God has some provisions for you tonight?
Dios tiene provisión para ti esta noche.
And your enemy wants you to buy into everything happening in your world.
Y el enemigo quiere que compres luz del mundo.
But he doesn't want you to buy into the kingdom.
Pero él no quiere que compres del reino.
He wants you to get passionate about Alabama football.
Quiere que te entretengas con el fútbol.
But he doesn't want you to get passionate about prayer.
Pero no quiere que te metas en oración.
He wants you to get passionate about Auburn football.
Que te metas en el fútbol.
But he doesn't want you to get passionate about evangelism.
Pero él no quiere que te metas en el evangelismo.
He's fine with you buying into your career.
Él quiere que te metas en tu carrera.
But he doesn't want you to buy into the vision that God has.
Pero él no quiere que tengas la visión que Dios quiere.
He's fine with you buying into houses and cars.
Él quiere que compres las casas y carros.
As long as you don't buy into the kingdom.
Hasta que no compres el reino.
But God's calling this generation to make up its mind.
Pero Dios está llamando a esta generación.
I want the bread.
Que quiera el pan.
I want the bread.
Quiera el pan.
I want the bread.
Quiero el pan.
I want everything that God has for me.
Quiero todo lo que Dios tenga para mí.
I want the kingdom of God served up hot.
Quiero el reino para mí.
I want it served up fresh.
Lo quiero fresco.
They bought into adultery and fornication.
Compraron el adulterio y fornicación.
They bought into corrupt business practices.
Compraron las cosas corruptas.
They bought into cutting corners.
Compraron en cortar cosas.
But they didn't buy the bread.
Pero no cortaron el pan.
Praise God. They are an admonition to us.
Son una admisión para nosotros.
They are here for our instruction.
Están aquí para nuestra instrucción.
To understand that there is more to what's happening in the world than what meets the eye. Damien, come and sit back down on the pew. There's an appropriate time to go to the restroom, and it's not in the middle of preaching. Praise God. Well, glory. Praise God. It's the most serious thing happening in your week this week. I know kids that'll hold it through 3 hours of video gaming. You can hold it through preaching. Praise God. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with that kind of stuff, that's what I grew up on. Praise the Lord. It'll save your soul. Praise God. Start feeling a bit of conviction. Start itching a little bit. That's what we need. Praise God. That's what preaching's for. It's to make us uncomfortable. Praise God. There's something more.
Hay algo más.
Cast your bread upon the waters.
Tira tu pan en el agua.
You're going to find it after many days.
Y lo encontrarás en los días.
Learn to cast the seed upon the water.
Aprende a tirar la semilla en el agua.
Understanding in faith that it's going to come back as bread.
Y en fe que venga como pan.
Praise God. But Israel didn't want the promise.
Israel no quería la promesa.
And there is a litany of leaders in Israel that are an example to us.
Y hay muchos líderes que eran un ejemplo para nosotros.
So Christ would come and pay the price on Calvary.
El Cristo iba a venir y cumplir la promesa.
And they would reject him.
Y lo iban a rechazar.
They would spit upon him.
Le iban a escupir.
He said, "Which of the prophets did your fathers not kill?"
Dice, ¿cuál de tus profetas tus padres no mataron?
He knew what was going to happen to him.
Iba a saber lo que le iba a suceder.
He knew that he was going to have to pay a steep price.
Supo que él tuvo que pagar un precio alto.
They were going to reject him.
Lo iban a...
They were invited to the feast.
Estaban invitados a comer.
They were invited to the supper.
Invitados a la cena.
But they did not come.
Pero no vinieron.
Brother Warren, they didn't want it.
No lo querían.
They didn't want what was going to be prepared.
No querían lo que estaba preparado.
Because they had fallen in love with the leeks and the onions and the garlic and all of the things of Egypt.
Porque estaban enamorados de todas las cosas de Egipto.
They had filled their bellies with things that were propping up the flesh but not building the spirit man.
Estaban llenos de cosas mundales que no eran sanas para el espíritu.
So God sent his servants out into the highways and the byways.
Dios mandó a sus sirvientes.
And he found the halt.
Y encontró algo.
He found the lame and the blind.
Encontraron los cojos y los ciegos.
And he invited them to come to the supper.
Y los invitó a él que vengan a la cena.
It was the clarion call of God, the signal sound of God.
Era el llamamiento de Dios y la señal.
When he began to say, "Oh!"
Cuando dijo, "Oh!"
Everybody that's thirsty.
Todos que tengan sed.
"Oh!" Come to the water.
Venid al agua.
Everybody that doesn't have money.
Los que no tengan dinero.
Everybody that doesn't have a position.
Y los que no tengan una posición.
Come and buy.
Venid y comprar.
Buy and eat.
Compra y come.
Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Compra vino y leche sin dinero.
Why are you spending your money?
¿Por qué gastas tu dinero?
On that which is not bread.
En eso lo que no es pan.
Sister Rachel, it's so good to see you in the house of God tonight. They've been going through hell.
Están pasando por
el infierno. But we've been praying for you.
Pero estamos orando por ti.
And God's going to get you through this season.
Dios te va a sacar de esta temporada.
God began to call.
Dios te está llamando.
Where are the hungry people?
¿Dónde están los hambrientos?
Oh, where are the thirsty people?
Los que tienen sed, ¿dónde están?
Where are the people that have not filled their belly?
Y los que no están llenos, ¿dónde están?
With the husk from the pig pen.
De los cerdos que están llenos.
Where are the people that can't live without him?
¿Dónde está el pueblo que no puede vivir sin él?
Where are the fasting and the praying people?
¿Dónde están los que ayunan y los que rezan?
You come.
Tú ven.
To the supper.
A la cena.
You come and buy.
Tú ven y compra.
You who don't have any money.
Los que no tienen dinero.
You who don't have the resource.
Los que no tienen recursos.
You who don't have the education.
Los que no tienen educación.
Come and buy.
Ven y compra.
Come and eat.
Ven y come.
Come and drink.
Ven y toma.
Praise God. You come.
Tú ven.
The ones who this hasn't gotten old for you.
Los que no están viejos para esto.
The ones of you who didn't get so accustomed to this.
Los que no están acostumbrados a esto.
Sitting on a Pentecostal pew.
Sentados en una silla pentecostal.
Those of you who are not so full of the entertainment of the world.
Los que no están llenos del entretenimiento del mundo.
Those of you who, when you look back over your life,
a los que ven atrás en su vida,
you remember when you didn't have two pennies to rub together.
Y recuerdas cuando no tenías dinero.
Oh, can I tell somebody tonight?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien?
I love this kingdom of God like I love my next breath.
Yo amo este reino de Dios como
when we came
pan.
In, we didn't have money to buy.
Cuando vine, no tenía dinero para comprar.
I couldn't pay for a drop of blood.
Pero no tenía por qué pagar.
We were the family that he said, come on.
Somos la familia que él dijo, ven.
Israel didn't want it.
Israel no lo quería.
Israel got complacent.
Pero él, ellos ya tenían.
I tell you what, I love what God is doing on these first two rows.
¿Te digo lo que está haciendo?
I love what God is doing on these first two rows.
Amo lo que está Dios haciendo en estos.
You know what a 36, 37-year-old church needs?
¿Sabes lo que significa esto?
It needs a first-generation revival.
Significa un avivamiento de la primera generación.
It needs a bunch of people coming in.
Significa que mucha gente va a venir.
Who hadn't gone from conference to conference to conference.
Que no han ido a conferencia, a conferencia y conferencia.
It needs a generation that when they came to the kingdom of God,
necesitan una generación que cuando vinieron al reino,
they couldn't buy their way in.
No podían comprarse.
Somebody had to lead them in.
Alguien los tuvo que guiar aquí.
Somebody had to carry them in.
Alguien los tuvo que cargar aquí.
Said, oh,
Dios,
give me a people,
dame un pueblo,
that don't have the money to buy it,
que no tienen dinero para comprar.
Come into my house,
ven a mi casa.
You have access to all of the eternal things.
Tienes acceso a todo lo que es eterno.
You couldn't buy it.
No puedes comprarlo.
You couldn't pay your way in, Brother Matt.
No puedes comprar esto.
You
camino.
Couldn't squeeze your way in through political connections.
Y no te puedes meter entre estas
but
cosas.
Thank God.
Pero Dios.
For the exclamation of God.
Gracias a Dios por esto.
Praise God. You got to be careful.
Tienes que tener cuidado.
That you don't start modifying your testimony.
Que no modifiques tus testimonios.
Brother Cordero, you start making a little bit of money.
Hermano Cordero, está haciendo mucho dinero.
Start wearing Jay Irvin suits.
Está usando trajes nuevos.
And you start saying, well.
Y dice, bueno.
I know we used to be crazy.
Sé que estábamos locos.
But we were really like functionally drinking.
Pero estábamos como tomando poquito.
Tell the whole story. Give the devil a black eye. Make God look good. If it wasn't for the Lord.
Si no fuera por el agua.
No, we were functionally getting high.
Estábamos en drogas.
You were broke.
Estábamos quebrados.
You were empty.
Estabas vacío.
You were without God.
No tenías a Dios.
I'm not changing the story, Brother Andrew.
No voy a cambiar la historia.
Well, see, I'm really the second generation, and we were a whole lot more polished and had a little more than my mom and dad had growing up.
Bueno, yo tenía segunda generación y tenía un poquito más, pero no sé más.
No, we didn't have anything.
No teníamos nada.
We were hopeless and empty.
No teníamos esperanza, estábamos vacíos.
And broken.
Y quebrados.
And God.
Y Dios.
Like a daddy with a little kid.
Como un papá y su hijo.
He reached into his pocket.
Sacó algo de su bolsillo.
He said, "Here's the heavenly credit card."
Aquí está una tarjeta.
Come on in.
Ven aquí.
Come and drink the wine.
Ven y toma el vino.
Come and eat the bread.
Y come el pan.
He went to the woman at the well.
Él fue al agua.
Can I tell somebody here tonight?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien esta noche?
You need to stop buying what is not bread.
Tienes que dejar de comprar lo que no es pan.
We are living in unprecedented times.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo sin precedente.
Of apostolic revival.
De avivamiento pentecostés.
What are you invested in today?
¿En qué estás invirtiendo tu tiempo hoy?
You need to stop buying what ain't bread.
Tienes que estar, no tienes que comprar ese pan.
You need to stop investing your life and your energy and your time.
Dejando de invertir tu tiempo, tu energía en ese tiempo.
In what is not bread.
En lo que no es pan.
He asked them, "Why are you buying?"
Les preguntó, ¿por qué estás comprando?
What is not bread?
Lo que no es pan.
What's your inheritance?
¿Cuál es tu herencia?
Where's your hope bound?
¿Dónde está tu esperanza?
We are living in a day.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo
where we are ushering in the end of the end of the end of time.
¿Dónde está, se está acercando el fin del tiempo?
I heard a story yesterday about brother Mark Dross.
Una historia ayer del hermano Mark Dross.
His grandfather.
Su abuelo.
Bill Dross.
Bill Dross
stood over a valley in Colombia, Cali, Colombia.
Se paró en un valle en Colombia.
And prophesied that that valley was going to be on fire with apostolic revival.
Y profetizó que ese valle iba a estar en fuego con avivamiento pentecostés.
And several months ago, brother Warren, brother Mark Dross was there with his son.
Y el hermano Mark Dross estaba allí con su hijo.
Four generations.
Cuatro generaciones.
Of missionaries.
De misioneros.
And he was standing looking over that valley.
Y estaba parado en ese valle.
And he was telling his son.
Y le estaba diciendo a su hijo.
Bill Dross, the Pentecost.
Bill Dross, el Pentecostés.
Prophesied that this valley was going to be full of fire.
Profetizó que este valle estaba iba a ser lleno de fuego.
An apostolic revival.
Y el avivamiento pentecostés.
Mark Dross, father.
Mark Dross, el padre.
T. Win Dross.
T. Win Dross.
When he died.
Cuando él murió.
Several years ago.
Años atrás.
All he had.
Todo lo que tenía.
Was a donated lazy boy and a lamp.
Solo una lámpara.
To his name.
A su nombre.
He built 100 churches.
Construyó 100 iglesias.
In Mexico City.
En la Ciudad de México.
He spent his entire life.
Dedicó su vida.
Buying bread.
Comprando pan.
He laid up his treasure.
Puso su tesoro.
In heaven.
En el cielo.
How much of his treasure?
¿Cuánto es
all of
tesoro?
It.
Todo es tesoro.
All of it.
Todo.
Where moth,
donde moth
and rust,
y rust
cannot corrupt,
pueden corruptir.
Where thieves cannot break in and steal,
donde los ladrones no pueden entrar y robar.
He had a lazy boy and a lamp to his name.
Tenían una lámpara a su nombre.
But he received a heavenly greeting.
Pero recibió la cosa del cielo.
He left an inheritance.
Dejó una herencia
for his children's children.
Para los hijos de sus hijos.
So Mark Dross is standing there with his son.
Así que el hermano Dross está parado ahí con su hijo.
And he says,
le dice,
"Grandfather said this was going to be filled with apostolic revival."
Mi abuelo dijo que iba a estar lleno de avivamiento apostólico.
And then the Holy Ghost spoke to him.
Luego el Espíritu le habló.
And said, "Now is the time."
Dijo, ahora es el tiempo.
So he called his brother Stephen and his brother Daniel.
Le llamó a su hermano Stephen y Daniel.
And they put a conference together in Cali, Colombia.
Y pusieron una conferencia en California.
And last,
Colombia.
Last week,
y el año pasado,
they had two services in Colombia.
Dos servicios en Colombia.
Brother Dross that has stood in this pulpit.
El hermano Dross estuvo aquí en esta plataforma.
Brother Dross that has prophesied to this church.
Que profetizó a esta iglesia.
And they had 7,000 people.
Y tuvieron 7,000 personas.
filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Recibiendo el bautismo del Espíritu.
Evidenced by speaking in other tongues.
Con evidencia de hablar en otras lenguas.
Four generations.
Cuatro generaciones.
Of men who have been buying the bread.
De hombres que estaban comprando el pan.
Who have been preaching the word of God.
Que estaban predicando la palabra de Dios.
It's happening.
Está pasando.
It's happening in Dayton, Ohio.
Está pasando en Ohio.
With Brother Bradley Smith.
Con el hermano Smith.
Almost 200 have received the Holy Ghost.
Más de 200 recibiendo el Espíritu.
It's happening in Fort Myers, Florida, with Brother Randy Williams.
Está pasando en Fort Myers con el hermano Randy.
It's happening in Durham, North Carolina.
Y en Durham, Norte Carolina.
It's happening in Sacramento, California.
Está sucediendo en Sacramento.
It's happening in Roatan, Honduras.
Y en Honduras.
It's happening in Campinas, Brazil.
Y está sucediendo en Brasil.
Praise God. It's happening in India.
Está sucediendo en India.
It's happening in Africa.
En África.
God is connecting us.
Dios está conectando.
With ministries around the globe.
Con ministerios en el mundo.
Where the Holy Ghost is being poured out.
Donde el Espíritu está siendo derramado.
In an unprecedented way.
De una manera inexplicada.
And I'm going to tell the apostolic church something
tonight. Y le voy a decir a la iglesia apostólica.
I don't know how much time we have left.
No sé cuánto tiempo tenemos.
I don't know if it's 3 or 4 years.
No sé si 3 o 4 años.
I don't know if it's 10 years.
O 10.
But I will tell you this.
Pero te voy a decir.
Without a shred of doubt in my mind.
Sin duda en mi mente.
Whatever you are buying.
De lo que estás comprando,
wherever your hope is,
donde está tu esperanza,
that is not wrapped up in the kingdom of God,
que no está atado en el reino de Dios,
when you cross over,
cuando cruces,
you're going to realize
that
it was just vapor,
que solo era vapor,
that it was empty,
que estaba vacío,
that it was vapid,
que era vacío,
that it was nada,
no era nada,
nothing. Praise God. What are you buying that is not bread?
¿Qué estás comprando que no es pan?
He's the bread of life.
Él es el pan de vida.
He's the bread that came down from heaven.
El pan que vino del cielo.
Praise God. He's calling us.
Nos está llamando.
He's calling us to invest.
Nos está llamando para invertir.
Something's happening, Brother Warren.
Algo está sucediendo.
Churches all over America are paying off their buildings.
Iglesias en América están pagando sus edificios.
It's unbelievable. All of a sudden, at the same time, everybody's paying off their property.
Al mismo tiempo, todo está sucediendo.
And I'm here to tell you it's the will of God for us to pay this building off.
Y es la voluntad de Dios que compremos este edificio.
Praise God. And I'm here to tell you tonight.
Y te digo esta noche.
That God is calling us. Everybody stand.
Que Dios nos está llamando.
To invest.
Para invertir.
Praise God. He's calling us to invest our time.
Para invertir nuestro tiempo.
He's calling us to invest our treasure.
Y nuestro tesoro.
He's calling us to invest our talent.
Y nuestro talento.
He's calling us to put it all in the kingdom of God.
Para que lo pongamos en el reino de Dios.
Praise God. The prophecy in Joel chapter 2.
La profecía en Joel.
Is that the latter rain.
De el último reino.
Would be greater than the former rain.
Va a ser más grande que el reino presente.
The prophecy was that he was going to destroy the years.
La profecía era que iba a destruir los años.
That the canker worm,
que el gusano,
that the palmer worm and the locust and the caterpillar had devoured.
Que los insectos iban a devorar.
The prophecy was that in the last days, saith God,
que en los últimos días,
I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Derramaré mi espíritu sobre toda carne.
And your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy.
Tus hijos y hijas profetizarán.
That your young men are going to see visions.
Los jóvenes van a ver visiones.
That your old men are going to dream dreams.
Y ancianos soñar sueños.
That the plowman would overtake the reaper. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Are you all in tonight?
Yeah. ¿Estás invertido hoy?
Are you all in, all in, all in, all in?
¿Estás bien invertido?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Young people.
Jóvenes.
Are you all in?
¿Estás invertido?
You ready to buy the bread?
¿Estás listo para comprar el pan?
You ready to buy the truth and sell it not?
¿Comprar esto?
What are you leveraging tonight?
¿En qué estás invirtiendo hoy?
What do you have in your hand?
¿Qué tienes en tu mano?
You don't have a lot of money yet, do you?
No mucho dinero.
Okay, so they can't leverage their money.
No pueden comprar con dinero.
I mean, you can give what you have.
Puedes dar lo que tienes.
What about talent?
¿Qué tal talento?
You got a lot of talent? Hadn't finished school yet.
¿No has terminado escuela?
Still working on development.
Desarrollándote.
Okay, so what I am is my time, my talent, and my treasure.
Mi tiempo, talento, y tesoro.
So at 13, 14 years old, you don't have a whole lot of talent yet.
13, 14, no tienes mucho talento.
I mean, you might be able to make water come out of your nose.
Tal vez puedes sacar agua de tu nariz.
But that's not really going to help us much.
Pero eso no los va a ayudar mucho.
And you don't have a lot of money.
Y no tienes mucho dinero.
Talent.
Talento.
Treasure.
Tesoro.
Time.
Tiempo.
Do you have a lot of time?
¿Tienes mucho tiempo?
Y'all come step close for me real quick. Y'all come get close.
Acérquense.
Y'all spread out across the front. What do you have?
¿Qué es lo que tienes?
What do you have? Because God's going to come by the tree.
Porque Dios va a venir al árbol.
And he's going to look at the tree.
Va a ver al árbol.
And he's going to say, if you were raised in the greatest church in the apostolic community,
dice, si fuiste creado en la iglesia apostólica,
and if you had the greatest bishop the world's ever seen,
y tenías un predicador más, muy maravilloso,
and if you had the best Sunday school teacher you could ever imagine,
tuvieras maestros dominicales más maravillosas,
and the best praise group in the world.
Y el grupo de alabanza.
And the best mom and dad.
Y el mejor mamá y papá.
And that other guy.
Y luego.
He's going to examine the tree.
Va a examinar el árbol.
He's going to say, what kind of tree is that anyway?
¿Qué clase de árbol es este?
Where's the fruit?
¿Dónde está el fruto?
Brother Andrew, go get me a stack of those flyers we just had printed up. So you got time.
Así que tienes tiempo.
You got time. Tiempo. The problem with that time business.
El problema con ese tiempo
is that nature hates a vacuum.
La naturaleza odia un espacio.
What that means is this.
Significa esto.
If you don't create a vacuum,
si no creas un espacio,
nothing can fill it.
Nada puede llenarlo.
What I mean is, if you want to be filled with the purpose of God,
si quieres ser llenado del propósito de Dios,
One of you guys come help me. You hold this. If you want to be, how many of you want to be used of God?
Si tienes hambre, quieres ser usado de Dios.
Come on. If you want to be used of God,
si quieres ser usado,
and you come to church,
y vienes a la iglesia,
and you say, God,
y Dios,
fill me up, God.
Lléname a mí.
We're singing, the praise group is singing, and it's wonderful, and God's like, okay, I'm going to fill you up, I'm going to fill you up, I'm going to fill you up, I'm going to fill you up.
Dios te está llenando.
And you say, fill me up, God.
Y dices, lléname más.
I'm trying. I'm trying. That's what nature hates a vacuum means.
Por eso la naturaleza usa.
It means if you have time, watch this.
Si tienes tiempo.
If you have time and you fill the time.
Si tienes tiempo y llenas el tiempo.
Nothing else can get in it.
Nada más se puede meter en eso.
So what do you have to do to get more of God in the bottle?
¿Qué tienes que hacer para recibir más?
You got to dump it out.
Tienes que vaciarlo.
Where should we dump it?
¿Dónde lo vaciamos?
Whose head? Whose head? We're not going to dump it on anybody's head. So you've got to empty out.
Tienes que vaciarlo.
Most of y'all are thinking, okay, I'll empty out my chores. I won't do any more chores.
Okay, ya no voy a hacer mis quehaceres.
But no, you got to do your chores.
Tienes que hacer tus quehaceres.
You've got to sacrifice something that you want to do.
Tienes que sacrificar algo que tú quieres hacer.
But you're going to exchange.
Pero vas a intercambiar.
What you spend all your time doing.
El tiempo que usas.
For being fruitful in the kingdom of God.
Para hacer, para producir fruto.
It's June. It's summertime.
Es el verano.
We have had 71 people.
Hemos tenido 71 personas.
Get the Holy Ghost this year.
Recibir el Espíritu.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But how many people can get the Holy Ghost between now and the end of the year?
Pero cuántos más pueden recibir.
Okay, so let's just say, how many months into the year is June?
¿Cuántos meses?
How many months in the year are there? 6 out of 12.
6 de 12.
Can anybody convert? Can anybody tell me what percentage that is?
¿Qué porcentaje es?
Yes. We're halfway through the year. I heard somebody say half. So if we stay on this current rate,
si te quedas aquí,
what's going to happen?
¿Qué va a suceder?
By December.
En diciembre.
Yes. How many of you think that'll be if it's June now and we've had 70?
¿Cuántos van a ser?
140, right? Do you know our highest number that we've ever had at New Life?
¿El número más alto?
200.
Fueron 200.
Now, I'm just thinking really crazy right now, okay? So forgive me.
Estoy pensando loco.
But how many of you believe that we can break our highest number? What you're going to have to do to help me,
tienes que hacer algo para ayudarme,
is you're going to have to get really serious about these.
Tienes que ponerte serio sobre esto.
Anybody already hand out cards?
¿Alguien ya ha dado cartas?
Can you come and help me to know what you normally do? Tell me how you normally do this, because we're going to help somebody else. So you're holding this flyer and you're going to witness to somebody. You have a regular spiel that you normally give? Okay, so come on. Come up here. Is this all right? Let's go. All right, you stand here. and you stand here. And this is a guy you met at GameStop, okay? And you're like, man, I want to invite him to church, but I'm kind of nervous, right? So how are you going to do this?
Hey, my name is Jack, and that's a card for our church. We have services on Wednesdays and Sundays, and this Sunday night we're going to have like a fellowship dinner. And it's free, and anyone can come, and I just really hope you can come.
Handed out a card at home to you.
Testify.
Who you were led to.
Oh, that's right. So we were walking. We were trying to find something in Home Depot, and I saw a worker there, like organizing stuff or whatever. And so I went up to her, and I said basically what I just said there, and Tori was with me, and she said, my grandmother goes to the church. And we were like, really? Who is it? And she said, Cynthia. Cynthia's my grandmother.
Praise God. Right. We gotta be 200.
Tenemos que tener hambre.
We just gotta blow that out of the water, and I think we can blow it out of the water.
Tenemos que sacar esto adelante.
But I'm gonna need your help.
Pero necesitamos ayuda.
Can all of you do what Jack just did?
Pueden hacer lo que hizo.
All right, this is what I need you to do. Every service when you leave church, there will be these at every exit. At every door that you exit, unless you exit some crazy door. Yeah, right. Don't go through the windows. But as you exit the building,
cuando salgas del edificio,
I need you to get 5 of these.
Toma 5 cartas.
Can everybody get 5 of these every service?
Pueden agarrar 5.
And I need you to invite someone specific.
Invita a alguien especial.
I need you to target someone with each one of these flyers.
Dales una carta a alguien.
After every service.
Después de cada servicio.
Can you do that? Praise God. Let's give him a hand. Praise the Lord. Hey, go and get some of those flyers for me, please. Let's put them on the front. Praise God. There isn't anything that you can do with your time. With your talent, with your treasure,
con tu talento, tesoro,
that is going to pay off like investment in the kingdom of God.
Que va a ser como invertir tu tiempo en el reino.
Anything that's going to pay off like evangelism.
Nada paga más que el evangelismo.
We need all hands on deck.
Necesitamos todas manos a obra.
We need all hands on deck.
Todas las manos a la obra.
We need everybody involved in some area of ministry.
Todos involucrados en ministerio.
We need everybody passing out flyers.
Dando cartas.
And I'm just telling you what I feel.
Y te estoy diciendo lo que siento.
We're going to hit a tripwire.
Vamos a llegar a un nivel.
We're going to hit a tripwire.
Vamos a llegar a eso.
I don't know what evangelist will be coming.
No sé qué evangelista va a venir.
I don't know who will be preaching.
O quién va a predicar.
I don't know who will be working the baptistry.
O quién va a estar bautizando.
But we're going to hit a tripwire.
Pero vamos a llegar.
What we have to do right now.
Lo que tenemos que hacer.
Is we have to buy the bread.
Es comprar el pan.
We have to be all in on evangelism.
Y estar todos en el evangelismo.
Praise God. You ready to do that?
¿Están listos?
All right. One more time. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Praise God. That's it. You guys had your chance. God bless you. Love somebody near you. Strengthen them. Go with God. Grab some flyers. Let's have revival. Praise God.